Hello, and welcome to English for You. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elsie.
Yesterday, we learned about an award-winning author, Andrew Solomon.
Solomon is very different from his parents because he's not only dyslexic, but he's also gay.
That's right, but learning about deaf culture encouraged him to learn more about how families overcome their differences and learn to embrace different children.
So finally, he found a way to balance his parents' disappointment and his identity. And today, we are going to continue learning about Solomon's book, Far From the Tree.
That's right. Today, we'll talk about the kinds of families Solomon met and what he learned from them. So stay tuned, and we'll start our discussion on today's article.
Reading.
Different children fall far from the tree. Over the course of 10 years, Solomon interviewed more than 300 families. Each family he met with included at least one child with a trait that varied from their parents. Solomon was particularly interested in children who have Down syndrome, autism, or some other disability. He went on to release a collection of their stories in Far From the Tree. Solomon comes to some interesting conclusions from the families the book features. As he expected, parents often struggle to see eye to eye with a son or daughter who is different. However, Solomon finds that most parents are able to accept and celebrate their children as separate individuals. In fact, what the people who reject their children have in common with each other is their unhappiness. Parents who try hard to accept their children, despite the fact that they are not like them, are happy in a number of ways. To discover more about how families learn to embrace differences, read Far From the Tree yourself. Our article begins, over the course of 10 years, Solomon interviewed more than 300 families. The phrase over the course of means during a specific amount of time. So in our article, over the course of 10 years simply means during 10 years' time.
Over the course of 加上时间，也就是在某段时间之内，也就是 Emily 老师所说到的 during a period of time. Here we can say during the 10 years, Solomon interviewed 300 families for his book Far From the Tree. Next, our article continues. Each family he met with included at least one child with a trait that varied from their parents.
And a trait is a quality or characteristic. So a trait of getting upset easily is one example. Here, the article means that each family Solomon interviewed had at least one child with a particular quality or characteristic.
Trait 是特质、特征的意思。And the article explains that the children Solomon was interested in had a trait that varied from their parents.
Yes, this phrase, varied from, merely just means to be different from. In this case, the children Solomon was interested in were again in some way different from their parents.
Vary, V-A-R-Y, 是改变、变化的意思。从哪里改变呢？后面接 from 这个介系词。A vary from B, 也就是 A 和 B 不同。文章当中呢，用的是过去式。Vary 去 Y 加 I-E-D 变成 varied。The article then explains by saying Solomon was particularly interested in children who have Down syndrome, autism, or some other disabilities.
And here we see our first vocab word, particularly. It's an adverb and it's spelled particularly. And it's another word which means the same thing as especially, specifically, or in particular.For example, we can say the artist is particularly interested in painting portraits of older people.
Or we can say the artist is especially interested in painting portraits of older people. Particularly, 也就是 especially 特别是尤其是的意思。注意啊，这两个副词啊，修饰的字是放在后面哦。所以回到文章呢，我们也可以说 Solomon is particularly interested or especially interested in children with Down syndrome.
And Down syndrome is a condition that someone is born with. Someone with Down syndrome has a lower mental ability and may have some development problems that make them look different.
Down syndrome 也就是中文里说的唐氏症。Besides children with Down syndrome, Solomon was also interested in children with autism.
And autism is a condition that begins in childhood. Someone with autism experiences difficulties in forming relationships and communicating with other people.
Autism 就是自闭症的意思。同学们注意哦，当看到字尾是 SM 结尾的字啊，通常代表的是病症或者是理论。Children with autism are autistic children. Autistic, A-U-T-I-S-T-I-C, autistic 是自闭症的。Okay, finally, Solomon was also interested in children who had other disabilities.
You're right. A disability is any condition that limits a person's mental or other abilities. For example, someone who is unable to use their legs suffers from a disability.
同学们应该对 ability 这个字相当熟悉哦。A-B-I-L-I-T-Y, ability 就是能力，对不对？那在 ability 的字首加上 D-I-S, dis, 就变成它的相反字 disability.Disability.
So what did Solomon do after interviewing 300 families with at least one special child in each?
The article continues, he went on to release a collection of their stories in Far From the Tree.
Solomon comes to some interesting conclusions from the families the book features.And conclusion is a noun. It's spelled C-O-N-C-L-U-S-I-O-N, and it means the ending of something. Also, it can be the finding of something.
Mm-hmm.
So here, when we use conclusions, we're talking about the discoveries that Solomon made about the families.
So, conclusion 就是结论的意思. To come to...or to draw, D-R-A-W, a conclusion, 就是下结论的意思。So 再说一次哦, to come to a conclusion, or to draw a conclusion, 下结论。The conclusions that Solomon draws are from the families that book features.
And features is a verb, it's spelled F-E-A-T-U-R-E, feature, and it means the families that the book included.We can also talk about a movie featuring someone,、
mm-hmm.
which stars a movie features. Here again, it's which families the book features.
Right. Solomon's book features the families he interviewed. To feature somebody or something 代表的就是以某人事物为特色。The word feature can also be a noun, 当名词就是特色的意思啦。Looking back at our article, it says, as heexpected, parents often struggle to see eye to eye with a son or daughter who is different.
And our next vocab word is struggle. It's a verb and it's spelled struggle, struggle, and it means to have a very hard time to do or achieve something. For example, Henry struggled to swim the first time he went in the deep end of the pool.In our article, Solomon found parents struggled seeing eye to eye with their different children.
Struggle, 挣扎, struggle to do something, 挣扎来做某事. Like what Solomon expected, parents usually struggle to see eye to eye with their special children. Here we see an important phrase, see eye to eye with somebody.
And that's actually today's shortcut for you, so we're going to take a break for a clip.
Shortcut for you!
Who do you think is better at playing James Bond? Pierce Brosnan or Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, of course! He's so handsome, don't you agree?
I have to disagree. Pierce Brosnan was better at the role.
The earlier James Bond movies were so much better. You are not a true fan.
let's just accept the fact that we won't always see eye to eye.
Why? I can see perfectly into your eyes.
No, if people see eye to eye, it means they agree with each other.
Oh, I see. To see eye to eye means 见解一致。I realized we rarely see eye to eye.
You're right. We disagree more than we agree.
I'm not sure how we became friends.
Welcome back. We just learned how to see eye to eye with someone means to agree on something or view something in the same way. In the case of our article, we're talking about parents understanding things or viewing things in the same way as their different children do.
Yet in our article, it says, however, Solomon finds that most parents are able to accept and celebrate their children as separate individuals. That is indeed a good thing to hear.
That's right. And to celebrate someone or something means to say the person or thing is great or important. Our article talks about parents celebrating their children, which would mean to praise them and value them as being special.
Celebrate 本身是庆祝的意思，文章中引申为赞美、颂扬。It's great that most parents can accept their children's differences and celebrate them as separate and unique individuals. Of course, individual is one of today's vocabulary words.
That's right. Individual is a noun, and it's spelled I-N-D-I-V-I-D-U-A-L, individual. And here it's talking about a single human being. For example, we can say Clay is an individual who loves to take pictures with his camera. In the article, we are talking about what makes one person separate from someone else, and how parents learn to praise their child as the person their child is.
An individual, 一个独立的个体。文章中用到的是复数 individuals. In our article, it says, in fact, what the people who reject their children have in common with each other is their unhappiness.
And let's look at this vocabulary word, reject. It's a verb, and it's spelled R-E-J-E-C-T, reject. And it means to communicate negative feelings toward. So Solomon is talking about parents who treat their children in this way, which is very sad. We can use reject in an example sentence by saying, Penelope rejected Ronnie when he asked her to the school dance.
Oh no, to reject somebody means to say no to somebody. 也就是拒绝的意思啦。It doesn't feel good to be rejected. In our article, we also see the phrase have in common.
That's right. When people have something in common, it means they share something. For example, they might share a love of the same games, types of music, or even a certain kind of food. Here, of course, we are saying that people who reject their children share a feeling of unhappiness.
Right. A and B have something in common, 代表的是 A 和 B 有共同之处。A and B have a lot in common, 代表是 A 和 B 啊有许多共同之处。那没有共同之处呢? That is, A and B have nothing in common. For example, my friend and I have nothing in common, but we can still be friends. Interesting, huh?
That's right. Looking back at our article, we see parents who try hard to accept their children, despite the fact that they are not like them, are happy in a number of ways.First, let's look at the word despite. Despite something is another word we can use instead of in spite of something.
Right. Despite 其实就是 in spite of 这个片语是尽管的意思。后面都要加上名词哦。如果要接上完整的句子则要像我们的文章一样。Despite the fact that 再带出子句。
And the phrase a number of ways is another way to say in many different ways.So here, the article is saying that parents who accept their children are happy in many different ways. Good to hear.
Right. A number of means many, 也就是许多的意思。后面只可以加可数复数名词哦。There are certainly many ways to deal with the issues. The that parents and their children have, and our article finished by saying, to discover more about how families learn to embrace differences, read Far From the Tree yourself.
To embrace something means to gladly accept something. So to learn how families learn how to gladly accept different children, you should read Solomon's book.
Embrace, 欣然接受 Embrace the differences that others have, and you will be greeted with a whole new world. And don't forget to embrace English every day. Okay, that's the end for today's article, so stay tuned for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, how can we embrace people who are different from us?This is a pretty serious but important question. I feel like there are a number of ways in which we could answer it. What would you say, Elsie?
I think the most important thing is that we have to be open-minded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree. I think an important part of embracing people who are different is focusing on what you share and how you are the same instead of what other people might think is wrong or different about them. In the end, you can even learn a lot from how you are different once you give someone the chance to open up to you.
So the easiest way to deal with this problem is we have to treat or see those people as normal people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not different from us, so that we can embrace their differences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we really have a lot to think about thanks to today's article.
That's true. It's the end of our time today, though. So until next time, I'm Emily.
And I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Different children fall far from the tree. Over the course of 10 years,Solomon interviewed more than 300 families. Each family he met with included at least one child with a trait that varied from their parents. Solomon was particularly interested in children who have Down syndrome, autism, or some other disability. He went on to release a collection of their stories in Far From the Tree.Solomon comes to some interesting conclusions from the families the book features. As he expected, parents often struggle to see eye to eye with a son or daughter who is different. However, Solomon finds that most parents are able to accept and celebrate their children as separate individuals. In fact, what the people who reject their children have in common with each other is their unhappiness.Parents who try hard to accept their children, despite the fact that they are not like them, are happy in a number of ways. To discover more about how families learn to embrace differences, read Far From the Tree yourself.
Vocabulary Review.
Particularly.I find this chapter on common English learning problems to be particularly interesting. Conclusion. Stephen came to the conclusion that his time was best spent with the people he loved. Feature. The writer's second book features some of the characters from his first novel.Struggle. The parents struggled with getting their naughty child to behave. Individual. Viola is one of the best individuals in this company's dance program. Reject. Aaron didn't have many friends. He felt rejected by the other students.